Thank you. My name is Megan Miller, Director of Health Transformation at the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials. So I'm going to talk to you today about the work we initially started called the State Healthcare Innovation Plan Matrix. So that has evolved. So I'll talk a little bit more about what that has evolved into and the work that we do to support states related to the State Innovation Model Initiative. First, I have no relationships to disclose. So what we do, one of the key projects that I work on at ASTO is related to the State Innovation Model Grant. We receive funding from CDC to support the state public health agencies and the work that they do within their state related to the State Innovation Model Initiative. So this slide really just describes an overview of the State Innovation Model Grant and what it does. There have been two rounds of funding to states. The first round of funding went out, I think, in late 2012. The second round of funding went out in December of 2014. The first round of funding was 25 states, about $300 million. And then the second round of funding has been a lot more than the initial $300 million of funding and has gone to even more states. You can see. And so the major focus of the State Innovation Model Initiative, or SIM as I'll call it, of SIM is really to support states in the development and testing of state-based models for multi-payer payment and healthcare delivery system transformation. So the goal of this initiative is to improve the health system performance for residents of the states taking part in the initiative. So the states that were selected as part of the SIM initiative, they had multiple grants that they could receive. They could be a design grant, a testing grant, and then in round one only, there were pre-testing grants that went out. Round two, just design and testing grants. And as you can see, $622 million went to the model test states, and that's 11 states. In round one, there were only six states that received a testing award. And then in round two, there were 21 states that received model design awards. So that those states spend about a year creating a plan for what they would do further down the road in terms of payment and delivery reform design in their states. So each of the states that's selected as a SIM grantee, they develop what's called a state healthcare innovation plan. And the state healthcare innovation plan describes their proposed strategy to use regulatory and policy levers to transform the healthcare delivery system through payment and system reform. So this is a little bit more information about the state healthcare innovation plan. It's required. And like I just said, it describes the regulatory policy levers that the state will use. This is an overview of the states that were selected from round one. As you can see, the model testing states, the model pre-testing award, and then the model design states. A lot of the model design states, as you'll see, became SIM round two testing states. And then the states that were model testing states had about 4 years, and so they're still going through their current plan and working in the state right now to do their work. And then model pre-testing states also generally received a SIM round two testing grant. This is a map of the SIM round two states. So currently there are 32 round two states and territories. This means that there are now over half of states that are involved in SIM, and that represents 61% of the U.S. population that will be working in these efforts to support the state-based innovations and health systems transformation. SIM round two states, I think, have testing states have 3 years to do their work, and like I said, the design states, it's a one-year grant. So more about our work to support SIM awardees. Like I mentioned, we receive funding from CDC, a cooperative agreement since 2013, to provide TA to the state public health agency to ensure that they're working with Medicaid or the governor's office to do the SIM work. Some of the technical assistance that we've done has been on-site technical assistance, peer-to-peer, or directly to the state with subject matter experts, technical assistance calls with SIM grantees, but also we've opened those up and focused more on what state, because there are so many states that are involved in payment and delivery reform initiatives that may not be SIM states at this point, but we've opened up our technical assistance calls to beyond just SIM states. There's also a SIM state working group. We do a health systems transformation webinar series, and then what we call our SIM Wiki space. And the SIM Wiki space is what I'm going to talk more about today. This was developed from a healthcare innovation matrix that we started initially with round one states, where we focused on a couple of categories that we thought were relevant to our members in terms of what the SIM states were doing and what they proposed to do. So we took that information and we applied it to round two when it came out and put it in a public site. So that's what we'll actually walk through today is the SIM Wiki site. So as you can see, this is a SIM Wiki welcome page, and this is the material that we've taken and uploaded here to this public site. So I'll just go through a couple of the screenshots of what this looks like. And it's available for everyone, and it's a searchable page. This is just the welcome page. It talks about SIM. It connects back to the CMMI page for more information from CMMI. The left side column functions as a navigation sidebar with links to all of our wiki pages, and so we've focused on showing things as round one focus area pages, and then specific information about the testing states and the design states. And further down, there's the round two information now that's similarly organized by a focus area, but also specific to the states. So if you wanted to just look at California's plan for their design state, you could click on that plan, and it would take you to all of the sidebar information related to California's plan, related to the focus area pages, prevention, population health, financing, transforming clinical care. All of that information would just be specific to California's page. Or if you wanted to see what every state said about health disparities or behavioral health, you could click on that focus area page, and that would take you to what all the states may have said in their page, as well as hyperlinks to that information in their plans. So we'll go more to that in a bit. So this is some of this is repeat from previously. So what we initially focused on was round one. Sorry. Oh, 5 minutes. Oh, okay, so first we just focused on round one. We uploaded all the state healthcare innovation plans, as you'll see. So this is the initial focus for the round one testing state plans. This is just a matrix. It tells the six round one testing states, their websites, their SIM websites, links to their plan, overviews of their plan, and their funding amount. Then how we designed the model design states for round one is by the focus, as you can see. So this is California's example. You can go through and see each one of a summary of what they said in each one of these focus areas, and then links to the page based on what they said in their state healthcare innovation plan. This is the this shows you where you can link directly to California state healthcare plan, but like I said previously, we also provide hyperlinks directly to what California said about accountable care communities, for example. The methods of analysis, I won't go into much detail related to that, but what we ultimately did was we identified key elements that we thought would, like I said, would be relevant for our members and put those as the focus areas, and that's how we analyzed the plans related to those. So, for example, we pulled out in workforce, we specifically pulled out any material related to community health workers, knowing that our membership is very focused on what's going on with community healthcare community health workers. So this shows you an overview of all the focus area pages that we focused on. So you can see all the areas, behavioral health, we pulled out data and IT, we pulled out workforce, like I said, pulled out anything related to workforce, but also things related specifically to community health workers were flagged. And then with the round two SIM plans, we actually created a new category for community health needs assessments and community benefits because that started to come up a lot more in the SIM round two plans that we reviewed. So round two is technically still in progress because the round two grantees were announced in December 2014. So we took the round two proposals that states submitted and anything that they made public. Some of these we got access to from the states directly, but unless the state gave us permission or posted their materials online, we have not posted our analysis yet. And some states haven't posted online, but most have. So we went through their proposals and did the same analysis via our focus areas and then uploaded that information into our SIM Wiki space. What we'll be doing ongoing is when the SIM Round 2 design states and SIM Round 2 testing states start to publish more materials, and when the Round 2 states are finished with their healthcare innovation plan, which should be probably around December, February of this year, we'll then do the same analysis and upload that material as well. So now I was just going to quickly go through so you can see the focus area pages, prevention and population health, financing population health. So what we focused on was how states said they were going to pay for their state innovation, what they were going to do with their state innovation model initiative funds. So what they wanted to change in terms of their payment models in the state and how that was really related to population health, which is what our membership really cares about. transforming clinical care, so what they said they were going to do. Mostly this was in the States. They focused on patient-centered medical homes, but there might have been other things, and we tried to highlight those and include that here. Patient-centered medical homes, health disparities, we tried to include that whenever it was mentioned. And there are certain cases where a state may not have mentioned explicitly health disparities, but when it was included, we include the links for that. And then behavioral health, this was frequently mentioned in the State Innovation Model Initiative proposals, so, and their healthcare innovation plan, so this is also called out. And then data and IT, so this is another big area of the State Innovation Model Initiative. A lot of states called that out, so we included that as an area of focus, and then workforce initiatives, and finally community health needs and community benefits. And often as we find more, we're constantly updating this. So I know we've even found more recently on community health needs assessments and community benefits that we've just been updating recently. The other category is sort of a catch-all. So this is where something we thought might be interesting or relevant is mentioned. Sometimes it's related to what a state might say about a Medicaid waiver. We try to include it here. Unique agency structuring in support of SIM, we include it here. Anything about healthcare waste, some of that is included here. It's a bit of a catch-all. And then the other thing we started to do was include any articles that we see related to SIM that's in the news, and we upload that on there. It's its own page where it just says SIM in the news, and you can click on that, and then there are links to all of the articles that have recently gone out over the, I think, since July of 2014 related to SIM. This just shows how you can search for all the documents that are uploaded. So like I said, we connect to all of the plans that are public, so we directly link to those plans. And then this is also a helpful search function. State websites are on there for SIM if you need them as well. And then this is our help and contact page. So ideally, we have all of our contact information for the three of us that mainly work on this. We want this to be interactive, and we want, if there's relevant material that states know about or anyone knows about, we'd love for them to contact us and make this even more interactive, and make sure that we are including updated and relevant information. So our contact information is always on this website. And so this is just a listing of some of our other resources that we've done as part of our health systems transformation work over the past couple of years. So our general website is there. We do a lot of focus on Medicaid and public health partnerships. That's also included there. A lot of our call series are all recorded, and they're all online. And then the SIM Wiki Space is about the fourth bullet down. This is how you access the SIM Wiki Space. Like I said, it's public. So you can't edit it. We can, are the only ones that can edit it, but our contact information is there. So if you ever need to contact us and you'd like us to include something, or you see something that should be on there, please contact us and let us know. And so that's it. Any questions? Yes.
Good morning. Michelle Seeger. I'm with the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky, and your ground use and state and the model design phase. I'm not involved directly in that, but I have two questions. One, is there any sort of formal evaluation, and who's leading that?
I think there is evaluation coming out of CMMI. I think they contract to do that. I don't remember off the top of my head who's doing that. We're not doing a formal evaluation, but I think there are other organizations doing that. I mean, but I think we're funded out of CDC, and I think that's all funded out of CMMI, who actually is providing the funding for the actual initiative. And it may be, I don't think, it may be NGA, I'm not sure. But I know there are a couple organizations that are doing that.
Okay. I love the Wiki Space. I'm interested to know whether there's any sort of learning collaborative around these organizations, or are people just posting up information?
In terms of general SIM work, are there learning collaboratives? I think CMMI runs more of those learning collaboratives. We've tried to, initially with SIM Round 1, we had our SIM working group of states that were, I think it was almost all testing states, so at the time, and I mean that was like a Massachusetts, Vermont, Minnesota, some of the usual suspects of states you would think that are doing that. So we had a group that would, but the public, from the public health side, that were discussing that. So sometimes they are actively involved in the SIM initiative, but they're not necessarily the state leader leading that work. But I think in terms of learning collaborative, most of that would formally come out of what CMMI is doing or some of the people that they have doing technical assistance.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Megan.